This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba, one of Ukraine's most recognizable faces on the international stage, has submitted his resignation ahead of an expected major government reshuffle. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Kuleba did not give a reason for stepping down. His resignation will be discussed by lawmakers at their next session. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky indicated last week that a reshuffle was imminent, with the war poised to enter a critical stage and as its 1,000-day mark looms in November. Meanwhile, Russian strikes killed at least 7 people in the Ukrainian city of Lviv near the Polish border, a day after one of the deadliest missile attacks since the war began. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The fire and disaster at Grenfell Towers in 2017 was a death trap due to failures by the United Kingdom's government and industry, an inquiry finds. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The group representing survivors and families bereaved by a deadly high-rise fire in London in 2017 has urged authorities to deliver justice after the release of a major damning report into the disaster in which 72 people lost their lives. Natasha Elcott of Grenfell United says today's report speaks to the lack of competence, understanding, and fundamental failure to perform the most basic duties of care.
We paid the price of systematic dishonesty, institutional indifference, and neglect.
The report, released after a years-long public inquiry, said decades of failures had turned Grenfell Tower into a death trap. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South Korea says it has detected suspected trash-carrying balloons launched by North Korea. The tit-for-tat Cold War-style campaigns are adding to the tensions fueled by North Korea's growing nuclear ambition and the South expansion of the joint military exercises. This is VOA News. Donald Trump is fighting his legal troubles in New York as he campaigns for president. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Donald Trump continuing to try and overturn his conviction in his New York hush money case, taking his fight to the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals after a federal judge Tuesday rejected Trump's request to intervene, ruling his conviction for falsifying business records to pay Stormy Daniels involved his personal life, not official actions that the Supreme Court ruled are immune from prosecution. Meanwhile, the trial judge still deciding whether to delay Trump's September 18th sentencing and also deciding on a defense motion to overturn his conviction on the 34 felony counts. Trump denies all the charges. Falsifying business records is punishable by prison time, probation, or a fine. Julie Walker, New York.
At a vigil Tuesday, Doug Emhoff, the husband of Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris, offered his condolences to the families of hostages killed by Hamas, including American Hirsch Goldberg Polin. Audio courtesy of Addis Israel Congregation.
I have not been able to stop thinking about Hirsch and his parents and your families, the other families, the 5 other victims and their families.
Emhoff said the president and vice president blame Hamas for killing the Israeli hostages.
President and vice president have said Hamas is responsible for killing in cold blood, execution style, Hirsch, Ori, Carmel, Alex, Almog, Eden, and too many others. And Hamas's leaders will pay for these crimes.
Large protests continue in Tel Aviv for a third consecutive night Tuesday as hundreds took to the streets to call on the government to reach a ceasefire deal that would bring home the remaining hostages held in Gaza. A TikTok creator is working to trademark her very demure message. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
After the very demure, very mindful content by TikTok creator Jules LeBron went viral, she was surprised to find several other individuals had beaten her to the punch trying to register demure-related trademarks in an apparent attempt to capitalize on her success. LeBron's fans were outraged. Now she's working to secure trademark uses of the phrase with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. LeBron, who is a transgender woman, blew up the internet this summer with her very cutesy video about preparing for work. Last month, she posted in tears, saying she felt like she had dropped the ball because the trademark situation was preventing her from launching new merchandise. But since then, she says she's acquired a legal team to handle the issue. I'm Jennifer King.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.